friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the book, one of the psalms that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass from the book of sung praises from the great wisdom literature of the Old Testament, the Ketuvim. So you have the law, the prophets, and the writings. That's called the Tanakh, the Torah, the Nebi'im, and the Ketuvim. So the Ketuvim are the wisdom books. One of them is Psalms. And what we try to do in this segment of the show is connect the Psalms to the daily Mass readings. And today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter. And so we have readings from Acts of the Apostles, as well as the Gospel of John, continuing the theme of the Good Shepherd that we heard in Shepherd Sunday yesterday. And then we have Psalm 42 that connects the first and second reading together. And again, we're exploring the Psalms today, but our topic for the show, would love to hear from you again, is how does Jesus act in your life? What does he permit? How does God pause certain things? How does God make you aware of certain things that that are happening in your life? How does God prescribe certain things, that certain actions that happen in your life? How does God show his passionate love for you? How does God, his love, ultimately prevail in your life? How does God bring other people into your life that allows you to see him and to love him, see the vision of his face more clearly, to understand what his will is in your life more deeply? Would love to hear from you today. How does Jesus act in your life? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. All right, so our first reading today is from Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 11. It says that the apostles and the brothers who were in Judea, so these are obviously the 12 apostles, of course, with Matthias with them now, and those men who were disciples who were with them from the area of Judea, heard that the Gentiles had accepted the word of God. You know, because again, we have St. Peter, who is often called the apostle to the Jews, and we have St. Paul, who's called the apostle of the Gentiles. And so when Peter went to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers, so those were the Jews who were previously circumcised and now accepted Jesus and became Christians, you know, confronted him. He said, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." You know, because again, this would eventually lead to the Council of Jerusalem, Acts chapter 15, because this would become a bigger issue, and the church had to deal with this in what's typically called the Council of Jerusalem. But at this time, prior to that, those circumcised Jews who become believers in Jesus said, "How could you go into the house of uncircumcised people and eat with them?" Probably forgetting. That Jesus went into the house of tax collectors, prostitutes, and sinners and ate with them. So Jesus was condemned for the same thing that Peter is being condemned for now. Eating with people that were, quote unquote, not part of our group, not part of us. And one thing I've been emphasizing in my talk on this tour that Dr. Marcus Peter and I are on is that you have to love every single person with the heart and the love of Jesus. You know, every single person is made in God's image and likeness. It doesn't matter who they are, what state in life that they're in. We are called to love every single person with the love and the heart of Jesus Christ. If you don't love every single person that way, then you cannot call yourself a Catholic. Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for them. Let's be real. When's the last time you prayed for somebody you can't stand? Right, but again, these are the words of our Lord himself. And so now Peter goes into Peter explained that when he was in Joppa, that he went to a trance, had a vision of eating these animals that were considered unclean. There was very strict dietary laws in the book of Leviticus about what they could eat and what they couldn't eat, and he was told to slaughter and eat. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that, you know, because I can't profane myself. And three times he was told, no, you know, you can eat these now. And this goes a connection with Paul. He's talking about the law now is the law of Jesus Christ. The law is not as specific as what you can eat, what you can't eat. You know, the law now is much broader. And this vision was talking about encompassing now the Gentiles and those who are uncircumcised and bringing them into the body of Christ. And so the baptism now becomes the new way of entering into that covenant relation. It doesn't matter what you eat and what's clean and unclean. What makes you clean now is baptism. That's what brings you into the body of Christ. All right. And so I love that. Beautiful reading here. All right. So, but our topic today is, how does Jesus act in your life? Now, we see how our Lord was acting in the life of Peter in the reading that we just heard in Acts of the Apostles. You know, Peter is here trying to bring the message of the gospel of salvation. People are fighting against it. He goes, no. Let me tell you how we're supposed to act as Christians now. Right, so Peter's been given the authority as the first pope to explain the beauty and truth of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We have to open our hearts wide to accept his love and to see people and to see circumstance in our lives through the eyes of Jesus. So how is God acting in your life? What has God been permitting in your life? How has God maybe put a pause in your life? How has God prescribed certain things to happen in your life? How has God allowed you to be passionate about certain things that are happening in your life? Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call. How does Jesus act in your life? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Our gospel for today is continuing the theme of the Good Shepherd from John chapter 10. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Obviously here referring to him laying down his life on the cross, because he will be the Agnus Dei, Quitolit Picata Mundi, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He said, a hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. For the wolf catches and scatters them. So whoever is not a shepherd, false prophets, false pastors, false teachers will teach things to the culture that will actually move them away, and they'll become fodder for the wolves and the hirelings of the culture that will destroy their faith in Jesus. They'll turn their hearts away from the truth that sets them free to love. They have no concern for the sheep. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, talking about the sheep. And just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I will lay down my life for my sheep. So he says that again. He goes, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. Talk about the Gentiles here. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Right? So the message of salvation is not just for the Jews. It is for everyone who is willing to accept Jesus Christ into their life. Doesn't matter what their race, color, gender, nationality, all of us be open to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.